It's time for our monthly information session with folks from Pardee UNC Healthcare. For this month, we have Dr. John Bryant, Vice President of Workforce Development and Community Affairs for Pardee UNC Healthcare. Dr. Bryant, nice to have you here with us.
Great to be here. That's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
It is a lot.
It is, I know.
It's a lot.
Absolutely.
But there's a reason why it's a lot. It's because you've got a lot on your shoulders now with this position that you are now in.
Certainly. Mm-hmm.
So talk to us a little bit about this workforce development for Pardee UNC Healthcare, community affairs. What does that entail exactly?
You know, in some ways, it's probably easier to talk about what it doesn't entail. But in short, you know, workforce development is so much about how we make sure that we are preparing the future workforce, how we're supporting the current workforce, how we're thinking about the evolution of the workforce, and being really intentional about the investments that we make, the partnerships that we make to support the community and the healthcare that we're trying to provide across the region. You know, Pardee has become a regional healthcare provider.
Uh-huh.
We are in Henderson County, Transylvania County, Buncombe County, Polk County. And in so many ways, workforce development is making sure that we have all the right people to provide world-class care wherever we need to do that. Its connection to community is pretty clear, just like you all do here. When you talk about the community,
right,
you're also talking about every individual's investment in what that is. And so...
So part of what I will say is part of your job is somewhat easy because of where we live. People want to be here, but then you've got to turn around and focus on the other areas.
That's
of
right.
What
that's
that means,
right.
Right.
So many people do want to be here. That's both a blessing and a curse.
Yes.
Because so many people want to be here. It is a competitive area. We know from a housing market standpoint, mm-hmm. the challenges that we're faced there. It's a competitive situation in terms of working with other agencies within our space, and also making sure that what we're doing is thinking about how we grow and grow responsibly based on the needs of this community. It is an incredibly rewarding place to live,
yeah.
as we all know. Sometimes
yeah.
just being outside and smelling the air says we're in the right spot.
Right.
And so community health and population health are about making sure that we have the kind of care we need when we need it. We've all experienced that personally in some variety of ways. And again, the workforce piece is about how do we manage that for right now, but how do we manage it for the future as well?
So let's talk about some of the key focus areas you're mm-hmm. working on right now with workforce development.
Yeah, so some of the most important areas are understanding where the needs are growing and where the opportunities are for us to fill. Some of the most critical areas are those early service and direct clinical support roles. You think about CNAs or certified medical assistants or customer service representatives, these touch points that people have whenever they're accessing healthcare. We can think very literally about the needs. Nursing is maybe the first one. Across the country right now, we're dealing with a nursing shortage, if you will. I don't know a hospital system in this country that's not hiring right now,
right.
In terms of providing that care. And that is, again, it's a scary thing to acknowledge when you have a workforce shortage, but you also understand it is just such an opportunity for so many people who may choose a career in healthcare. And so our key focus areas right now are making sure that we have the right people for those touch points,
mm-hmm.
that we have the right partnerships to train people into those programs, and that we're also developing our own people so that there are pathway programs that help them to grow their skills, develop their skills, and give them opportunities, you know, moving forward.
Are you speaking specifically about like the learn, earn, and grow program?
Most certainly. So when you think about Learn, Earn, and Grow, which is such a key initiative for us, it's about investment in people.
Uh-huh.
It's about seeing what we want to do is, you know, certainly as an educator at heart, as you well know, we think about that learning and that skill development as being critical to the affirmation of investment in the individual. It says we want to help you develop skills. We want to help you develop opportunity. We want to help you develop as a professional, as a clinician. And then we want to make sure that you're earning while you're doing that. You know, a really wonderful example of that is we have a CMA training program or a certified medical assistant training program. These are folks that help at our primary care practices and otherwise that support the clinicians. And we'll actually hire you into a job,
mm-hmm.
send you to school, pay you, to go to school and then put you into a job opportunity when you finish that training program. So learn, earn, and grow all at the same time. We don't mean as separate. We mean what we're saying is we're going to hire you into a known job opportunity for you with our system. We're going to send you to the proper training to receive that. You don't need any of that at all. And that's an opportunity that we found for people both within our organization and people outside of it. And that's just super exciting because it says we care about you, we want to invest in you, and then we want to give you an opportunity to provide that service in our community.
Is it too late for somebody like me?
It is not. Absolutely. I've got an application right here for you, Mark. I'm going to leave you an extra one. You can give it to Paige. You can even give one to
Dudley. Yeah, I'm loving all three of those words. Learn, earn, and grow. Yeah. Talk to us about your connection with, of course, Pardee, UNC Healthcare, tremendous jewel in the crown of Henderson County, but so is Blue Ridge Community College. Talk about that connection.
Oh, I don't think we can highlight that connection better. The beauty of Blue Ridge Community College, their leadership team, Dr. Leatherwood and all the staff, especially Lee Angel and her team associated with health sciences, is this is a group of people that always answer every question, every need with yes and. You know, we talk about how important that is in improv and acting, is how are you connecting with the person across from you and then problem solving with them to move it forward. Mm-hmm. Blue Ridge Community College has stepped up. They've expanded spots in their nursing program right now, and they're still accepting applications for their fall. They're continuing to make sure that they can support programs like this CMA cohort training. They're helping us to develop specific apprenticeships in central sterile processing. These are the people that prepare all of the instruments before people go into surgery in the operating rooms. And what they're doing is they're being responsive to very specific needs. Yes, they have over 30 programs that train people in health sciences right now. And again, we're talking about all avenues of that. When you think about the different jobs, I like to remind people there are hundreds of job types just at Pardee Hospital. And by hundreds, I mean you could be working in revenue cycle analyst. You could be in patient billing. You could be supporting, you know, again, customer service. They're not all just clinical support roles. There's so much other work that goes on there. We have engineers and security personnel and nutrition services individuals. So Blue Ridge Community College has been the kind of partner that just steps up and says, tell us what you need. How can we help support that need? How can we make sure that we're fulfilling that, not just for our workforce, but for our regional workforce? Yeah. They provide this kind of support, customized training for business and industry, healthcare, and beyond. I don't know that there's a better example of what it means to be a true partner than what Blue Ridge Community College is.
While we're on education, can we get a little personal with you?
Sure, absolutely.
Of course, we all know Dr. John Bryant as school superintendent for a number of years, teacher, principal in education. Talk to us about the transition, you moving from the education piece into the healthcare piece, because you've done it very well. Success is already under your belt. Talk to us about that transition.
Well, you know, the transition in a lot of ways has felt far less than maybe it's perceived to be. I see both of these professions as being service-oriented professions.
Yep.
Many people in the community know that my parents were healthcare administrators. My mom serves as the chief nursing officer right now and was a nurse her whole life. So it's a language that I'm familiar with, but learning better, becoming fluent in, if you might. But it's about opportunity. You know, when we think about each of these particular roles, education proper is about creating the skills and supporting the skill development necessary in order that you get to choose. What I often share as an educational leader, greatest blessing in life is choice. And that choice comes from, do I have the requisite skills to be able to pick whatever pathway that is? Mm-hmm. And workforce development and opportunity serving in healthcare is the same kind of investment in our community that says, we want to make sure that we have the right foundational skills to receive care when we need it, to have the quality of care that says, I don't need to go somewhere else to do it. You think about world-class cancer care, world-class cardiology care. Like, these are the things we want to have, you know, excellence close to home. And they are so closely aligned in terms of what it means to be in healthcare or in education.
So before we let you go, you've been very generous with your time. Let's talk about the future. Talk about the future of Pardee, UNC Healthcare, the future of employment. What do you see coming in the future? What are you excited about?
I think maybe the most exciting part about where Pardee is at this particular point, again, is our growing presence as a regional healthcare provider, continuing to provide, again, world-class care to communities across Western North Carolina and being a choice provider for so much of that. Certainly the parts that get really, really excited when you think about what's next and what's the future is healthcare is such a dynamic space. Mm-hmm. When we think about telehealth, when we think about access to care that doesn't necessarily require me to go into the office.
Right.
When we think about providing care when you need it, where you need it, exactly how you want it. We live in a world where we like to pick the fashion that we receive all the services, whether I'm using an application to order my dinner, or I'm picking up an Uber, or I want to access my doctor mm-hmm. after hours mm-hmm. or receive clinical support and guidance. And so there's such a dynamic space there right now as we think about the continued growth and expansion specifically of services that are about, again, high quality care closer to home. So that part I get particularly excited
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
And again, I think our cancer center is, there's no better example of that. I am a personal advocate of it because I have seen the care that it's provided to my
yes.
extraordinary wife and that team on a daily basis demonstrate what it means to have that level of care.
Yeah.
And so as we grow and evolve, it's a dynamic part of how healthcare is going to continue to change in our community. And the young people that are choosing this as a career are moving into a space where they are both needed, there's great opportunity, and they're going to be able to provide that care in some really exciting ways.
Right. And we are moving from, this is not just a place to retire any longer.
Oh, no,
this is a place for young professionals to come and enjoy an enhanced style of life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you start thinking about it as a place to live, learn, play, and grow.
Yeah.
That is happening because there's so much opportunity in this community. Again, it's not just a place to retire. We continue to be a dynamic environment. And I think people love this area for all the right reasons. And one of the ways in which we ensure that that continues is to have the best possible services available.
So for someone listening right now who's mm-hmm. thinking to themselves, wow, I'd love to be part of that party team.
Yes.
I may have a skill set that Pardee needs. Mm-hmm. What would you suggest? How would one go through that process?
Yeah, the easiest way to do it is to jump right onto our careers page.
Uh-huh.
An opportunity to be happy with Pardee, as we say,
yeah.
and to learn more about those job opportunities. When you apply for a job, you're going to hear from one of our talent acquisition recruiters. They're going to chat with you more about what the opportunities might be, even mm-hmm. maybe connect you with some of the leaders that are in that space. But that's the very first space to do that. Or you can just call our human resources department and say, I'm interested in, tell me what opportunities might be out there. We're proud to detail our Learn, Earn, and Grow initiatives, our training opportunities, and the jobs that are available within healthcare. And again, as a regional provider, I like to remind people all the time, we've got over 40 various locations in the region.
Right.
It's not just the hospital
right.
that we all know.
Right.
When you think about our primary care practices, our urgent care practice, our specialty practices all across the region, if you're interested in an opportunity with Pardee, there's an opportunity for you.
We have been speaking with Dr. John Bryant, Vice President of Workforce Development and Community Affairs for Pardee UNC Healthcare. Dr. Bryant, thank you again for your time. We appreciate it, and thank you for what you're offering folks here in Henderson County.
My pleasure, Mark, and always great to see you, Brian.
And all around, you are awesome. If you would like to learn more about Pardee UNC Healthcare and the Learn, Earn, and Grow program, you can always visit the website, pardeehospital.org.